Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Steve Palazzolo, former co-worker of Bruce Gradkowski from the 33rd team. Steve, we were out in Vegas for the Raiders game. Bruce was there. Irish goodbye dinner, apparently. And the other three people that were left with him, he ordered a seafood tower. He ordered a $250 steak. And then he said, let's split the meal four ways. Your thoughts?
No. No way, Bruce.
This has not been confirmed by him, but people that were there in attendance have said that's how it went down. If true, that's a bad job by him. That's a very bad job by him.
That's poor. I think so. When I was training him in the PFF system years ago, and he would, you know, drive down from Toledo down to Cincinnati like once a week, and I was for a few weeks expensing lunches with him. I would go to lunch with Bruce and be like, well, he's in from out of town, you know, so I'll expense this lunch. That lasted about 3 weeks before that got shut down.
So why was he driving?
He was always trying to steal a few free meals from us.
Okay, so
know?
He was trying to get the expensive fillets at lunch and maybe a glass.
He was fine. He bought us Chipotle once, I think, at the office. But man, we used to pull up that backup QB money list and the 8 to 10 million that he made through his career. It's like, dude, the Chipotle's on you, man. It's on you, you know?
Well, he's also one of those guys, I think, and if he were on with us, I think he would confirm this. He's a big fan of looking at what guys he thought were worse than him to see how much money they made and then to bitch and complain about how much more money they made than him. Like, can you believe Matt Flynn made this much money when I was 10 times the quarterback?
It's just a true competitor. A true competitor, Bruce.
I was
the best backup.
You made waves because I think you said something along the lines of, it's not like the Steelers are benching a guy that's played great in Justin Fields. Do I have you quoted somewhat correctly or no?
Somewhat correctly. I didn't know I made waves with that statement, but where'd it go?
Well, just people, it's just the zeitgeist here. People have been talking about it at coffee shops and at water coolers. It's been referenced.
I mean Justin Fields, I think we just set the expectation so low for Fields coming out of Chicago that it was like anytime he worked within structure and threw the ball pretty accurately and made plays with his legs like he has the first few weeks, it felt better. But I think, you know, choose an advanced metric besides the record of the Steelers, 4-2. Choose a metric, PFF, QBR, EPA, passer rating. It's middle of the pack at best. And so, again, it's not like you're benching a, you know, proven top 10 quarterback or even a guy that's playing top 10 quarterback right now. He's been good. I've talked him up. I think he's been, you know, excellent compared to expectations. But again, I don't think it's this like, there's a lot of people who have really strong takes that you can't bench him. And I am firmly sitting on the fence. That's my strong take is, let's see what Russ does. Because if Russ is terrible for 2 weeks, you go back to Justin Fields. And, I don't think there is a big difference between both quarterbacks right now, would be my prediction.
But it is rare when you're saying that there's not a gap between the two guys that the 25-year-old would lose his job to the 35, 36-year-old, I think.
No, I get it. I'm not like firmly in like, well, you have to give Russ a chance here. But again, I'm not in the camp that like, there's no way you could take this job away from Justin Fields. This isn't Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe in 2001, just if we want to go back that far. I think there's parts of Russ's game that could, get the downfield passing attack going and a little bit more consistent. There's parts of Russ's game that could make the offense better.
The thing that people have said as a argument for Russell Wilson is the guy is going to process the game better and he's going to read defenses better. And the rebuttal I've had back to that is, Steve, well, then why does it take him forever to throw the ball? If he's so good at those two things, why does it take him just as long to get rid of the ball as it does Justin Fields?
No, he's not. I mean, he's not great at that. He's still probably better than Fields, but Fields has been, showing that progress. I'm a little intrigued by, like, look, if the fact that Justin Fields made those strides in Arthur Smith's offense, I wonder if Russ could make those strides in that offense. Now, we've seen Russ and Nathaniel Hackett's offense and Sean Payton's offense, and it wasn't great. It wasn't great over the last couple of seasons. So who knows? But I think Russ gives – it's not like Russ has this huge strength that Fields doesn't have, other than I think he can make more consistent downfield throws. He'll run a little bit less. He'll check down a little bit more. But there might be the potential for just more consistent, you know, downfield passing in this offense.
What is the skill right now that you would value more, Russell Wilson's downfield passing or Justin Fields' running ability?
I have to see where Russ is, man. I mean, look, he really hasn't played well for about 3.5 years. I mean, that's just the reality of this. I do
think you don't buy the 26 touchdown, 8 interception thing that people pound to death.
No, no. Touchdown interception ratio is just a terrible number generally. There's so much luck and circumstance involved in those numbers. Like Russ didn't play that great last year. He had some moments. He didn't play that well all last season. That's just, there was a lot of garbage time stuff in there. It just wasn't great. I think the Fields running ability, you saw it on Sunday. Like that was not a great passing effort against the Raiders.
It was not.
But he has 2 touchdowns on the ground. Broderick Jones forgets to block anyone on a play and Fields turns it into a gain. Right. It's like those things do matter. And Fields does bring that to the table. Russ isn't doing that right now. So I think, maybe I want to just see where Russ is. I'm more curious than anything, but I don't like have a strong opinion that he's going to go out there and, you know, throw for 350 and 3 scores, you know.
Steve, the latest name that's linked to the Steelers on the wide receiver spin the wheel and see if this guy ends up with this team deal is Mike Williams. Do you think Mike Williams has anything left, or is Aaron Rodgers right? Get him away from me because he stinks and is costing me games and making me throw interceptions and look bad.
No, I think Williams is still good. I mean, he's just not on the same page as Rodgers. You see that at times. Remember when Ocho Cinco went to New England?
And, oh, my God, yes.
I mean, it was the end of his career. But him and Tom Brady looked like they weren't working from the same playbook. Like, you're still getting that from Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers. I still think there's ability there. He's big. He can go up and get it. As a downfield threat, a man coverage answer, you know, that, you know, you could back shoulder the ball to. So, yeah, I still think there's a little something left in Mike Williams.
Steve Palazzolo now with the 33rd team and making waves here in Pittsburgh because of comments he made on his Check the Mike podcast with Sam Monson. Thank you, Steve.
Always happy to make waves. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.